This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Coming up in Springfield next month is a conference that is set to help nonprofits and philanthropic organizations, among other things. It's called the Forefront Bridging the Divide Conference. And joining me here in studio to talk about it, the Director of Statewide Partnerships, Sarah Tapscott. Sarah, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And she's been working today with Bobby Pio, among others, at the Galesburg Community Foundation. And Bobby's here in studio as well. Good to see you again.
Hi, Will. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. Thanks again to both of you for coming in. So I think I might have given the short Reader's Digest version of what this conference is, Sarah, but talk to me about it and kind of its importance.
Sure. If I might, I might start out sharing just a little bit about who Forefront is.
Yes, please.
We are the state association for both nonprofits and grant makers, so those that receive the money and those that give it out. We are an organization that has been around for a little over 40 years, primarily operating in the Chicago area, until we opened an office downstate in Springfield in 2014. And so what I do out of the Springfield office is provide capacity building trainings and opportunities to nonprofits in the east and west part of the state. And we've been working with the Galesburg Community Foundation for the last year or so on providing some targeted trainings here for the local nonprofits.
Trainings on areas
such on as anything that you can think of that helps make a nonprofit stronger. So we just did one this afternoon on logic models. We've done stuff on board engagement, board development, different fundraising topics, grant writing, all the nuts and bolts.
Is there one particular area out of all those that most agencies need the most help with or struggle the most with, maybe?
Fundraising.
Yeah.
And that's probably the one that we have the most requests for. But back to your question specifically about the conference, we hosted a few community conversations at the beginning of the year called Bridging the Divide.
Right.
And that was an opportunity for us to learn more about some rural areas and how we bridge the divide between urban, rural, and suburban Illinois. And we had some really amazing findings out of that conversation. And so we're carrying that forward into our annual conference this year in October. And we're hoping to extend those conversations, make it statewide, and talk about how strategic partnerships and collaborations can really make our state and our sector stronger.
What sorts of things did you find out in that in those earlier meetings?
So it was interesting. We had conversations in Springfield, Quincy, and in Peoria. And even though we were there to talk about that, you know, divide between Chicago and downstate, there was a lot of divide even within the communities themselves. There's a lot of siloed things happening. Collaborations are not taking place. And so it was interesting to hear. But then each community had some strengths that they shared and interest in learning more about what other organizations are doing across the state. So
why do you think that is, that there weren't as many collaborations or things like that as you'd hope for, perhaps?
Fear of losing their jobs, thinking, you know, this nonprofit's going to merge and take my job or take my donors, and they're out there fighting for the same kinds of funds and resources, so they kind of want to keep their cards close to them.
And I imagine that sort of fighting for resources aspect of it is especially difficult, I imagine, given the state situation and other things like that. So it sounds like that maybe some of that concern is maybe justified and some of it may not be, I imagine.
I have actually heard it be called the nonprofit Hunger Games. So that's how bad it is sometimes.
You're better than a nonprofit Game of Thrones,
right?
I guess. I don't know. Bobby, what sorts of things is Forefront helping the community foundation with?
So Forefront has been coming down for the last year, like we said, providing a monthly training opportunity for our organizations. One of the benefits of being a Forefront member, which we have 23 nonprofits right now who are Forefront members, they have access to a resource library. And I know many of those members have called Forefront and utilized that resource library for templates on different fundraising things, for granting opportunities and different things like that. So that's a benefit that they've really appreciated, aside from the training they're getting at GCF.
The Galesburg Community Foundation obviously has been around in some form or another for a long time. So are there really a lot of things that you still need help with as an organization, or is it more continuing to try to get that help to the nonprofits you serve?
Right. So GCF isn't any different than any other nonprofit. We have our challenges as well. But what we're trying to do is raise the capacity for our local nonprofits. We're just trying to get resource, both monetary and these trainings, into the hands of our nonprofits and help them just reach greater sustainability.
Sarah, as you go forward with working with the Community Foundation, what sorts of things do you will you help them with here down the road past the trainings you've already had with them?
Right. So we've talked a little bit about some other opportunities. I know we're doing some things in Springfield with specific subgroups of executive directors, of fundraisers, of program staff, and we're seen as a convener. So we're pulling those groups together and having them sort of learn from each other and community of practice. And so Bobby and I have talked a little bit about that and how to replicate that here in Galesburg. And, you know, the Galesburg Community Foundation has probably one of the best plans or intentions to be that resource for the nonprofits here and provide that capacity building. So any way that Forefront can assist as the statewide association, we're more than, you know, willing to do so.
I was going to say, Bobby, I imagine it would be probably difficult for you to do something like that on your own without Forefront's help, right?
Oh, absolutely. Sarah and Forefront have so many contacts in that training arena that they're able to bring in webinars that they're able to set up for our nonprofits. Yeah, without them, I would be just stumbling around. So I'm very appreciative of Sarah and all the work that she does.
I've never seen you stumble around with anything you've done, Bobby. So that's a good thing. So again, Sarah, let's talk about this conference going on again in Springfield next month. What types of people are you looking to attend and groups and that sort of thing?
Right. So we're looking to pull nonprofits, grant makers, and it's October 18th and 19th in Springfield. So we're hoping to pull a lot from Central Illinois, but we know there's going to be other people coming from the North and the South. So day one, like I mentioned, is going to be all about strategic partnerships and collaborations. We've got a national speaker coming in from California. Her name is Jan Masuka, and she runs the nonprofit association out there and has just a wealth of experience and is the creator of Blue Avocado, which is a nonprofit blog. And then we've got a group coming in the afternoon that's going to facilitate that strategic partnership collaboration conversation called Be Me. And then we're going to have a lovely reception in the evening at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library Museum, where we will bridge the divide between Cubs and Cardinals because they have an exhibit
that's right now.
The rivalry. So that'll be fun. But day two is going to be that traditional outbreak or breakout sessions. We have about 18, I believe, all on a variety of topics that we've mentioned. So outcome measurements, all those types of things, board engagement.
Still the chance for groups to register and that sort of thing to attend?
Oh, absolutely, yes. So we will not be shutting registration off till probably the week before, where we can expect probably most of the reservations to come in anyway. People wait to the last minute. Mm-hmm. But we're anticipating about 250 to 300 organizations.
Wow.
So that's going to be a lot of networking. So not only are you going to be learning some skills, but you're going to get that networking opportunity as well.
Absolutely. And what should an agency do if they want to attend? Should they contact here locally? Should they contact Bobby or should they call you? Or
I'm going to save Bobby from pulling her hair out. So they can actually go to Forefront's website, which is forefront.org, and Forefront is F-O-R-E, front. But if they have specific questions about us, they can obviously reach out to Bobby or the Community Foundation. You know, Josh is on our board and he's very engaged with us. So they can, I think, attest to the quality of our work.
Sarah Tapscott, the Director of Statewide Partnerships for Forefront, and Bobby Pyle, the Development Associate with the Galesburg Community Foundation. Thanks so much for coming in and telling us more about how nonprofits and others can clearly do better and get stronger. That's a great thing. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Will.
Stay tuned. Sports and more coming up next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.